Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A couple of guests. Carmen Hale is with us from Epsom, New Hampshire. I think I know which one is Carmen. I'm working it out here. And Dr. James Tulski is with us as well, who is chair of the Department of Psychological Oncology and Palliative Care at Dana-Farber. That's an awfully official sounding title, isn't it, doctor?
It sure is, and a lot of people don't know what palliative care is, but it might be worth sharing a little bit about that.
Well, tell me, Ian.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, with palliative care, our focus is the quality of life and relief of suffering for patients who are living with cancer. And, you know, the oncologists at Dana-Farber do a fabulous job of focusing on treating the cancer itself, and that's really their mission. And our goal is to help people live their lives, even when they're being treated with cancer for cancer, and to be able to go on and do the things that they want to do, and to help them with pain and nausea and their fatigue and just kind of coping with living with illness.
So, Carmen, breast cancer, you were diagnosed at age 30, but prior to that, stage 3 lymphoma at the age of 15.
Yeah, I've had my fair share of rounds.
I mean, so unbelievable. Far. So when you were a teenager, how did you first come to know that that's what you had?
Actually, back then, I was in my freshman year of high school, and it just got harder for me to breathe. And I didn't think anything of it, and I went to my primary doctor, and they said, oh, it's just because you're growing, like, I've been 5'8 since I was that age. So I was like, okay, that makes sense.
Right.
But then when I finally had complained so many times, and then one night a tumor actually came up that had been in my rib cage, came up and popped up past my clavicle, and that's how my cancer was initially found.
And then 15 years later.
Yeah, 15 years
later.
How do you
go in? Do you know something was up? Was it during a physical? How did that come up?
Well, this will sound like hippy dippy.
I'm all ears.
Okay. Well, I just, when I turned 30, I felt really strongly that there was something wrong with me, but I didn't know what it was. And I saw a couple of doctors who said that I was perfectly healthy, and I just kept pushing. And I finally saw a hematologist, because that's a kind of oncologist you see for blood cancers. So the hematologist said that I looked healthy and everything looked fine, but then he did a PET scan, and that's how my breast cancer was initially found. So pretty crazy.
Dr. Tulski, Carmen says that at one point with her second bout with cancer, she was told by an oncologist, there's nothing more we can do for you. And she ended up at Dana-Farber. I don't imagine anybody at Dana-Farber has ever said those words, have they?
We never say those words.
Ever?
Ever. Ever. There's always something to do. And we can, first of all, there are amazing treatments now. So we can often treat the cancer and help people for long periods of time. And even if we can't treat the cancer itself, we can always treat the person. We can always be there with them. We can always help their pain. We can always help them live better. There's never nothing we can do.
And Carmen, as someone who is very familiar with hospitals and doctors and nurses, what was the difference going to Dana-Farber?
It was a night and day difference. There's really no comparison for me. As soon as I came to my first appointment at Dana-Farber, I immediately noticed that even, like, down to, like, the small details, the people who'd help you check in for appointments, you know, phlebotomists who take your blood, like, everyone is just so caring. Like, they care about you. It's just above and beyond, like, a normal, like, generic friendliness. It's like they genuinely care for you.
But you feel like you know them, right?
Yeah.
Wherever you go in there.
Yeah. So, it's been huge for me. And between my oncology team and Dr. Tulski, like, when I was initially diagnosed with my stage 4 cancer, I could barely walk. And now, I'm able to do all kinds of things that I never thought that I would be able to do again. So I'm very thankful.
You probably never realized you were going to go to Dana-Farber to learn how to make jewelry, huh?
Who would guess? Yeah. But yeah, they have a little art center there. And in between my appointments, I go and I know all the ladies that work there now. And I make earrings and necklaces, and it's really a fun way to kind of get your head out of just cancer land.
And doctor, she's on an oral chemotherapy now. Mm-hmm. What is that? How does that differ from other chemotherapy?
Well, one of the great things is that a lot of the drugs we have now don't require infusion. So you don't have to actually come in and go through that ordeal and be in the chair and all of that. And so Carmen's been able to do that, which just allows her to... Actually, the drug she's taking is the same drug that they can also give by infusion, but is being given orally. So she can go about and live her life. I mean, she just came back from Maine for a couple of weeks and took a trip to Japan. And,
harder to get to than Maine.
A little bit. A little bit. Yeah. And actually, Dr. Tulsky helped me when I was in Japan as well. As soon as I landed, all of my pain medication got
taken away from you by the Japanese
customs
people.
Yeah.
And we got this email from Carmen, freaked out, that... She just arrived in Japan. All of her pain medicine, which is, opioid, was taken away, and she was going to be in horrible pain for this trip she's been dreaming about.
Yeah, it's my dream trip. I've been looking forward to it so much, but.
And her friends all got together to send her on that trip, and suddenly they took this away, and she was going to be in pain and withdraw. And so we said, oh my God, we can't let this happen. So, by fortune. An emergency medicine physician who works at the Brigham, which is, the inpatient hospital for Dana-Farber, is Japanese and works with me. And I immediately called him up. His mom happens to live in Osaka, in the town where she was. He had happened to meet a palliative care physician at the annual meeting of palliative care here in Boston 3 months before. We contacted him, and within 12 hours, I think, 15 hours, his mom picks her up at her hotel, takes her to the palliative care doctor, fills the prescription on my request,
and then she spent the next 2 days showing my cousin and I around
Osaka. She turned into a tour guide.
Yeah, she's we're best friends. I was yeah, we totally are.
That 12 hours must have felt 12 years, not knowing if you were going to be able to get that.
It was scary. I mean, it was either... If something didn't work out through Dana-Farber, I would have had to get on a plane and
go home.
Because I was already starting to go through the symptoms of withdrawal. So.
How long were you in Japan for?
Just over 2 weeks.
Wow.
It was amazing. Yeah. It really was the trip of a lifetime. It was everything that I could have asked for and more. So.
That's great.
Well, we're glad you're able to enjoy things like the dream trip of a lifetime and living your life the way you are. And we wish you nothing but the best going forward. And Dr. Tulsky, thank you so much for all the care you take and trying to take care of these folks. It's great.
Absolutely. Thank you
Good
so
to see
much.
You guys.
Thank you.
Good luck to you, Carmen.
Thank you
Thanks.
So much.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.